All right, so back at it. Both sides really did well today. I thought that, especially offensively today, it was nice to see. We kind of talked about the development of this offense and starting with the foundation of what we gave them April 3rd when they first got here, and offensively speaking. And then the last few weeks here in phase three, we've thrown a lot at them. And then the biggest challenge and question mark was to see today, were they going to be able to kind of get back to basics and play fast? And I thought today I was really happy with how, in particular, the offense, they answered the questions that we had going into this first day of minicamp. Defense has been playing well throughout, so and we know what they can do. But I was proud of the guys on offense for being able to play fast and kind of do some of the special things we do to each formation, each play. And so that was fun. That was neat. I also want to welcome, we have three new interns through the Bill Walsh Minority Internship program. We have three interns that are here for this camp, so we're welcoming those guys. They'll help out. They'll be in all of our meetings and kind of just get to grow and understand our program, how we do things, and they can learn as coaches and see, you know, what we're all about. So we're happy to have them here as well. So with that, any questions?
Coach, what was the offense not doing before? Like, what, expand more on what they did today that they hadn't been doing before. So they're playing fast.
Yeah, so, well, they had to understand the structure of this offense, and they didn't know that coming into it. So we had to lay the foundation. We did that. Then we just loaded them up with a bunch of stuff just to see what sticks and see what's too much for them, so we can have this gauge when we get into the season as to what we can and can't do, in particular, number 10, and seeing what he can balance. And so we pulled back today for the whole offense, and he played fast, and you saw completions out there, and that's what it's all about. So we're growing. He's growing. The offense is growing. The defense, again, they challenge us every day. Vic's throwing a lot of different stuff at us at the offense, and so it's only doing good things for the offense.
Matt, we got to know Zach Miller.
Yeah.
What's he like as a guy to be around, and what hand did you have in discussions about bringing him back?
Well, everybody in here that knows Zach knows that he fits everything that we're about. A very unfortunate situation, but things happen for a reason in a lot of cases, and he's had such a great attitude throughout this whole thing, and you know, I know it hurts that right now he's unable to be a part of it physically, but he's doing everything that he possibly can to get back to full health. And so mentally, the person that he is, he's just always so positive, so upbeat. You can tell he wants to be out there so bad, but we just thought collectively as a group here and as an organization that without a doubt this is the right thing to do, and you know, it's a win-win situation for all parties.
Over the last, when you're as focused as you are during a regular season, did his injury, Zach Miller's injury, make any impact on you? And you recall, like, you know, when it, you know.
No, I do remember when it happened. You see it on the highlights, and you just it's just such a. These type of freak injuries like that can be so severe to a point where you can lose a limb is just, it goes to show some of the sacrifices that these guys put their bodies through when they're out there. And so, fortunately for him, he was able to move forward with this injury. And I mean, more than anything, more even than the physical side of it is the mental side of it, of being able to just do the daily things of walking up steps or being able to just jog. So he's had a really upbeat personality about him. He's helped out the other guys in that room, not just the team and the offense, but the tight ends in particular. So I'm really excited. I was happy for him. You know, we talked and along with Ryan and it's a good story, and it needed to be done.
Matt, how have you seen the leadership develop on the defensive side of the ball in the last 2 months?
Well, you get to see that these guys that have played together for a couple of years now, and then you fit new pieces in there, you get to kind of see how they fit with the veterans that are there. And so there's a little more talk out there that I feel like the guys are really communicating well. We give them a bunch of different shifts and motions and different things that they got to communicate back and forth, and you hear them communicating to each other, not just the linebackers, the DNs, but also the corners and the different players that are out there. So they're growing in that area, and Vic and his defensive staff are going to always challenge those guys, and so it's doing nothing but helping out the offense as they go back and forth against each other.
In terms of leadership, do you need one or two, like, specific set leaders on a defense, or can it be kind of more of a collaborative thing?
I think I think it helps if you have one or two guys, but you don't need that. If you have 11 guys that are out there that work together, to each their own, we know who our guys are that we feel like in different ways they lead. There's different types of leadership. Not everybody has to be a vocal guy. But with that said, you do need to have some communication, and it needs to be somebody that you trust and somebody that has some experience per se. But all these guys, these young guys are growing, and they're doing a good job. So really in any phase, all three phases, if you have that one or two leaders on that side, you'll do all right.
When we talked to you shortly after the end of the decision, you kind of just heard about it and said it was something you guys would discuss. Has that come up in the couple of weeks since? And secondarily, what do you make of the hubbub in D.C. today after the Eagles?
Yeah, you know, to tell you the truth, I haven't got into that too much. I do know what happened. For us as an organization, we're in the midst right now of kind of going through of how we want to handle the situation. And we'll have a process, and it'll include everybody. And like I said before, we'll do what's best for this organization, for the players, for the coaches, for the management, everybody. And I have no doubt in my mind that we'll make the best decision possible for us. And again, in regards to what the Eagles... It's just you just get so many. You get into a lot of different opinions, and to each their own. And so it's something where we're not in that situation right now. So, and I really personally haven't been in it. We've been so entrenched here with minicamp. So, you know, like I said, it's just one of those touchy subjects that there's opinions all over the place, and hopefully everything gets handled the right way.
Matt, you didn't see Prince finish practice. Why didn't he finish practice?
Yeah. He had some stuff that he had to take care of today that we already knew going into this, so it was excused.
What are the biggest things that you're trying to accomplish right now in your first year? You know, what would a successful mini camp be for you?
Did we improve? Really simple. You know, did we come out of camp confident and improved? And that was I put that up there in front of the team when we first started. Actually, our first voluntary vet mini camp that we had, our first meeting, I said, you know, let's come out of this thing, or let's at least challenge ourselves to come out as an improved group with confidence. So we can get better, but are you confident when you're getting better? And today was the right start with that. We have another 2 days left, but we were going in the right direction today.
Matt, based on the personnel you have at running back and offensive line, what do you like about what they bring to the screen game for you?
Well, the screen game is an important part of football. It really, when you have the defensive lineman just pinning their ears back going after you, if you don't have that as a part of your game, you could be in trouble. And so what it does is it slows down the rush. So we have guys that it's a natural feel that you have to have as a running back, that timing, that aspect of that feel, knowing when you got to turn inside or outside, or if it's a cover 11 where it's man and there's a guy, mug backer, that's ready to tackle you. The linemen have to know that. So tight ends, linemen, wide receivers, running backs. It takes practice. It takes reps. But it's a huge part of this offense. And anybody that knows with myself coming up through Coach Reed's tree and what he's done, he's always been very successful in the past. And I've learned that. And I know that it's important. You don't want to overdo it. And, there's been times where you can do too much or not enough, but have that good balance. But right here in Chicago with our guys right now, they have a good feel for it.
Yesterday, why was it important for you to attend the funeral of
Juan Mishu? Well, it's just you remind your players every day of the sacrifice that they're going through as players, and it's a lot of energy. There's tiredness. There's feeling sorry for yourself at times. But then you get into the and you talk about a guy like Zach Miller, a guy that almost loses his leg, and there's sacrifices. So I'm not taking anything away from our players at all. But at the same time, you try to put it into perspective, into somebody that loses their life trying to save somebody else, and that's real, and that's just the human element, the human side of it. There's a lot of guys on our team that we talked about that situation, and it's hard. This is a city. We're together. This is everybody. This isn't about the Chicago Bears or the city. This is all of us together. And I just felt it was important. To be able to show support from this organization, and it was a moment that I'll never forget. Just to see all the support that he had and his family had, it just goes to show to what this city is all about, and everybody how much they care about each other, and how we're all here for one another. And so, I just felt that was the right thing to do, and I'm very glad I did it.
Yeah, to go back to what we're talking about with the Eagles in the White House, sorry to beat the drum again, but Sam Macho said today that he looked at George McCaskey as someone who's trying to bridge the gap because he's communicating with players and he's an example for owners. What's your reaction to that, and how do you think that McCaskey is trying to help bridge the gap and he's communicating?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all because that's how he is. It's about communication, and it's about trying to do the right thing. We all believe that everybody has a voice from top down, and we'll talk it out. We'll go through and decide what we think is the best thing to do as a group. And I really don't have any beliefs at all that this thing will go in the wrong direction with this team. And it starts at the top. I believe that. But you're talking about a guy that genuinely cares about each and every one of his players and their opinions. And then it's about listening. We all need to listen. Everybody thinks they have the right answers, but let's listen and let's talk it out and let's understand the why behind it. And we're getting to the end right now of the football side of it. And so now in a few days, I'm sure we'll step back and we'll be able to tackle that and do everything that we can to make the right decision.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.